You're listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Now we cross over to the blessed lands, the holy lands, and we speak to Yusuf Abramji, who's currently performing Hajj. Yusuf, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mustafa.
We trust that everything is going well for you. Alhamdulillah, you've been really active on social media and you've been posting pictures from the blessed land and introducing to the non-Muslims who follow you on social media the beauty of Mecca and Madinatul Munawwara. What is some of the feedback that you've received?
See, correct. You remember that when I arrived, we went to Medina, spent and 8 nights in Medina, and we arrived in Mecca on Sunday. Alhamdulillah, we completed our Umrah on Sunday evening, and the crowds are growing by the day. There are tens of thousands of people now settled in Mecca, all eagerly waiting the start of Hajj, inshallah, next week, Friday or Saturday. The search for the new moon will take place tonight, and the council has asked all Muslims in the kingdom to look out for the moon. When it comes to social media, the one thing that is very clear is that there seems to be a yearning from both Muslims and non-Muslims for those that have been here to say, Alhamdulillah, we have been there. It reminds us of the day that we in Mecca or in Medina. But those that not have been here to say, what a lovely place, we would like to make our Umrah or our Hajj and peacekeepers in their du'as. And I think fascinating for the non-Muslims is that many of them seem to be taken aback by the beauty of some of the photographs coming back home. Some of them questioning what the Kaaba is about, what is the black stone about, why, what do you call the tawaf and why do you call it and what do you do and why do you go down, where do you go around 7 times around the Kaaba. Yesterday, for example, I posted photographs. We went to Arafat, to Mina, and to Muzdalifa to look at the preparations for Hajj this year. And I posted a number of postings on both social media. And really, I think the non-Muslims seem to be really fascinated. And alhamdulillah, that was the idea. The idea is not only to show them the beauty of our religion, because we know that, Mufti Saab, a lot of people are Islamophobic. We know a lot of them point fingers at our religion, and I've said it publicly before and I will repeat it. There's nothing to be ashamed about. We need to be proud Muslims. We need to educate them. And alhamdulillah, through the social media posts, we will continue to highlight the beauty of our religion, to explain the many rituals, to explain the compulsion on us, what we need to do. And I think it's very, very important, even if we influence a few people, I think we'll be going a very, very long way to highlight what needs to be educated and to tell the world what needs to be done. Just on a general level, I think the many followers of both Radio Islam, either on Twitter or myself or other Islamic channels, can't believe the large crowds, especially the non-Muslims. They can't believe that so many hundreds of thousands of people and millions of people gather at one place to perform the Hajj. And let's not forget that the Hajj is the biggest single event that takes place. It's the largest congregation, single congregation of people around the world. And alhamdulillah, I suppose Allah makes it easy. We know that when you go to the Haram, sometimes you have to wait for a long time to get access. Last night at about 11:30, we made our tawaf, and alhamdulillah, it all went well. And now at 11 o'clock, there'll be a special prayer in Jamaat when the solar eclipse takes place. So a lot happening in Mecca, and I think the focus now will slowly shift to the Hajj either on Saturday or on Friday, depending on the sighting of the new moon this evening.
Is there any indication, is there any feeling as to whether the moon will be sighted or not, perhaps looking at calculations?
I haven't had a look at the birth of the new moon, but from the local media reports, it seems to me that it could be on Friday. The start could be on Friday, but inshallah, let's wait for the sighting of the new moon. The official announcement is expected later this evening. But either way, I think the pilgrims from across the world, obviously waiting with anticipation, one day won't make a big, big difference. I think especially for the millions of people, the majority of them are first-time Hajj comers. For them, I think the anxiety, the anxiousness, the excitement, one can feel it. When you speak to people from many parts of the world, whether it's the USA, whether it's Pakistan, whether it is Russia, whether it is China, whether it is South Africa, alhamdulillah, everyone just seems to be and as far as the 1950 South Africans who have been accredited are concerned, we keep on meeting South Africans all the time. And I think the majority of them are now settled in Mecca. There's still a handful in Medina. But by Friday this week, the majority of them, I think, will be in Mecca. Many of the pilgrims will be leaving for Azizia starting on Friday, moving closer to the areas of Mina, Muzdalifa, and Arafat. And alhamdulillah, I think it will make it much easier for those people who have not been here. And just on the side again, yesterday when we took a tour of the area, if you look at the extent of the tents, as far as the eye can see in Mina, the white tents, if you look at the Jamarat, if you look at the progress, the emergency services, if you go to Arafat, the VRS continue. And while we were there yesterday, it was approximately 38, 39 degrees, with the humidity taken into account, which is about 45, 46, 47 degrees. The sprays that are there in Arafat came on to give you the cool effect of the rain that comes down. And alhamdulillah, I think the government of Saudi continues to go a very long way in trying to improve the conditions and try to improve the Hajj every year. And the same applies to even Muzdalifa when one looks at the extent of the area, the road network. Yesterday when we were there, the train line was, the trains were moving between the three areas. So alhamdulillah, I think each year there's a lot of improvement that comes along. And I think that's important. This morning I read an article in Arab News where the king has asked the authorities to make sure that the Hajj goes smoothly, to welcome the pilgrims, to make sure that the arrivals at airports is very, very smooth. So there seems to be a lot of work that goes in, and every day when you read, you see the preparations are underway. You see how emergency services, civil defense are preparing for this event. And let's not forget, Mufti Saab, that previously, almost every year, there has been an incident or two, whether it was the fires, whether it was the stampede, whether it was flooding. And inshallah, we continue to pray that Allah makes it easy for the many pilgrims this year again. And inshallah, with all the improvements that have been made, even at the Jamarat, where we know previously people go in large crowds and we get stampedes there. If you look at the Jamarat this time around, the many levels almost resembling a massive car park. Inshallah, it will go smoothly. The restrictions also have been put into place in terms of times. And I think it's important for the pilgrims to follow the guidelines which have been issued and not to really just go on their own and do it and just do the pelting. They need to really follow the guidelines which have been issued by the government and by their operators as well, inshallah.
We appreciate the update and we look forward to chatting to you in coming days, inshallah.
JazakAllah, Mufti Saab, keep us in your du'as and we're looking forward to the great initiative which Radio Islam is running. Details which will emerge today. I know yesterday on social media we had the competition details which starts on Monday. I know even people in the kingdom have been asking me if they can take part in the competition. Inshallah, we're looking forward to that, Mufti Saab, as well. So, alhamdulillah, I think the whole idea is to educate our listeners for them to get a feel of what the Holy Land is all about, and more importantly, our younger people to be part of Islamic history, to teach them what our religion is all about, inshallah.
As you indicate, you know, there's been a great degree of excitement around it, and at Radio Islam, we're really appreciative to you for being part of the initiative, and we'll be announcing further details to the listeners later today and early tomorrow morning, inshallah.
Inshallah, may du'a for Mufti Saab and JazakAllah, and we'll be crossing to you, inshallah, almost every day and keeping our listeners updated on the progress of Hajj this year, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.